True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Tonight, the Trump Justice Department and the administration has asked the Internal Revenue Service to revoke Harvard University's tax-exempt status. This comes after President Trump suggested that move on Truth Social earlier in this week that Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status. The move could cost the Ivy League institution billions of dollars. The Trump administration has already halted more than $2 billion in federal grants to the university over what the White House says was a failure to address anti-Semitism on campus.
I'm telling you, this is a way, way bigger story than it's getting attention for. And the reason that it's not getting as much attention, when you take the tax-exempt status away from America's most prestigious university, is because there's so much of this stuff happening at any given moment. And we are here to cover it this hour on Wiggins America. I was told I need to tell more personal stories, though, by radio professionals. You know, once in a while you get a review of your show. And I'm a weekend guy. Well, I'm a weekday guy on the Andy Frye Show. But this is the Wiggins America show is exclusively to weekends. And so, you know, I may not get quite as much attention from all of the pros. But when I do, they tell me little tips and they say, you know, pretty good, doing a good job. Just tell more personal stories. So I thought that I already did that, but I guess I got to tell more personal stories. So I'm going to pick one where I am digging through the trash like a bum. That happened this week, and I'll tell that at the end, and then maybe that'll check that box, because what they want is for me to be more accessible and more of a person that you feel like you know. So I'm just trying to be relatable and tell you about how I dig through the trash, because that everybody, you know, you do that too. You always are digging through the trash outside of a Dollar General. So I'm going to get back to the reporting now, if that's okay with my bosses. Harvard is getting ready to be taxable income if you donate. I didn't say that well. Bosses, don't listen to this part. I wish I could go back and start over. You're going to have to pay taxes when you donate to Harvard now, which won't affect you at all. It will affect hedge fund managers who use that as a tax write-off. And I guess some sort of like buddy system that if you went to Harvard, you become rich and you support Harvard. They've got a $50 billion endowment. But Trump is hitting them pretty hard over anti-Semitism, which I've said before, is really not the point. He's using these things to defund the communist welfare system known as the public universities in the United States. But he's doing it quickly, and I could not be happy. This is fantastic news for the United States of America if you are a believer in the Constitution and in capitalism, really, more than anything, because the commies that come out of universities, the whole system is being removed right now. He's pulling the rug out of the whole system because it's all, I'm not going to say all, it's 90% based on government funding. All these NGOs, all these stupid organizations that are getting all of your money, and universities are one of them. What the hell are they providing that's any good anymore? There are certain majors that do require gaining the knowledge to be in that room. Surgeons, engineers, things that you're like, look, that takes some specialty education. That stuff is necessary. Do you need to get that at Harvard? Is that why people are going to Harvard? No. You can get a lot of this stuff at trade schools anymore. But I'm going to read a little bit from the New York Post. Charlie Gasparino has been reporting on this for a while. This is a quote from Trump. It starts with, "Remember, tax-exempt status is totally contingent on acting in the public interest." What exactly is Harvard in particular? I won't say all schools. Right, I'll just say Harvard. What exactly are they providing? They're really training people up to become Democrats. That's why I think it's 97 to 98% of the faculty are Democrats, and they know that from donation records. Maybe 1% of all university staff in the country, especially at Ivy League, identifies as conservative. They just pushed out. So it's just a breeding ground for ideological homogeny, and it doesn't do anything. It just creates more Democrats. And you pay a lot to do it. Tax-exempt status, which is decided by the Internal Revenue Service, enables universities to receive hefty financial gifts from the country's richest donors who want to decrease their tax burdens, and means institutions don't pay income taxes on net earnings. Still, federal law prohibits the president or other senior officials from requesting that an IRS employee conduct or terminate an audit or investigation. It wasn't immediately clear what argument the White House would have to make to strip Harvard of its status. That's why, I'm just reading this, that's why he's saying it's because of anti-Semitism. Harvard's tax exemptions have been instrumental in helping the elite school amass the nation's largest university endowment at roughly $53 billion, from which it earned about $2.4 billion in the 2024 fiscal year. So, it says the Ivy League's hefty endowment proceeds reportedly fund about 37% of its $6.4 billion operating budget. He has already removed $2 billion that was going to that school. And again, I'll ask you the question before we move on from this topic, but I think it's a really important one. Starting the show with it. Why should you be coerced out of your pocket to give your tax money to support Harvard? Do you like what Harvard does? Great. Give your money to Harvard. It's just not going to be tax exempt anymore. Do you not like what Harvard does? Then you should not have to give to Harvard. But right now, every American is being coerced into giving money to all these universities, and he is systematically stopping it. That is great news. Before we get on to this next point.
American media export. Wiggins America.
I have been doing a lot of research on Canada, the economy of Canada, the politics of Canada. It's something that I'm not super well versed in, but has now become very, very interesting to me because of the whole 51st state thing, which is not going to happen. But just the attention on it and the fact that Trump really is going to be hurting their economy by making our trade deals equal to theirs. They're just not a huge country, and they've been living above their means for their population size for a long time, which is fine for them. I mean, if I'm a Canadian, I'm going, yeah, let's do that. Let's get free protection from the United States. But it can only last so long until somebody comes along and goes, you're not paying for any of this stuff, and you need to. And a lot of that is what's happening right now. And people get mad that he's, you know, hurting an ally. But it's like, well, who's benefiting from this partnership, this relationship? Okay, I think that's a decent argument. But here's the deal. Canada just elected this week a very, very liberal prime minister again after Trudeau. Pierre Poilievre lost, Mark Carney won, and so now again you're going to have more far-left policies that are in a lot of ways anti-Christian. We'll just put it that way. Freedom of speech, they don't believe in that. They really believe in about as high a tax as it's like a social welfare state. Canada is, and you can only do that for so long because businesses just keep moving out of Canada, and they have been for about 10 years, which happens to coincide with when Trudeau took office. But here's the crazy thing. There is possibly a path for Alberta, which is one of the most conservative provinces in Canada, to leave the country, to secede. And without getting too far into it, I've studied this about as much as I can because I can't find a lot of official sources on it, a lot of opinion, but I'm trying to find the facts. The way it looks is the Supreme Court in 1998, and I went to Canada, Quebec, so I got to talk to people about this a little bit a while back randomly without knowing this was going to be an issue. The Supreme Court in 1998 made it more possible for states, provinces to secede from Canada because Quebec is all French-speaking. So they might actually be able to pull out, not Quebec, but Alberta might, because of the Supreme Court, because of the way they did this for Quebec. So that's the short of it. What would actually happen, you know, they're actually making moves to at least threaten secession, maybe to get some things. It doesn't mean they'll actually secede, but I just wanted to point that out, that that's pretty darn interesting. Okay, stick around. Like I said, there's a whole lot coming up. We're going to play the Bill O'Reilly interview next, and personal stories. I'm supposed to tell those. I'll tell the one of these.
Strap on your diapers, babies, because Wiggy Wigs riding dirty. What? Wiggins America.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
You know, in the future, when society becomes split between the ruling tower nobles and the subterranean work mutants, I sort of fancy myself a tower noble.
The Grocery List, food for thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about the 100 days, then let's talk about this town hall you're doing. What do you think? Is the first 100 days of Trump 47 a win for America?
You know, as a former high school teacher, I'd have to give it an incomplete at this point. I think that's a fair assessment. Very successful on the border and defining what DOGE is doing, looking for wasteful spending by the government. I think those are the two strong points. Tariffs obviously got people spooked. Don't know how that's going to ultimately come out. I'm optimistic. I think it could work. But I understand the angst that and the anxiety that that causes. Overseas, Putin has given Trump a hard time. Don't know. I still believe that the president may pull off a deal on this thing. But, boy, it's rough. And China, you know, bellicose. So there's a lot of things that in the second 100 days will define themselves further. I think that's a fair assessment.
Bill, does the pace of this first 100 days surprise you? Or is this like, yeah, this is Trump, and can he keep it up?
Yeah, it's shocking. I mean, I told the president himself that no other president in history has taken on more so quickly. George Washington would be second because he didn't have a government. He had to just build it from nothing. So he was pretty busy his first 100 days, but Trump's outdone him because he's opened up so many fronts. And that's in response to the disaster of the Biden administration. That's what spurred that on. So once he was inaugurated, Trump already had 100 executive orders ready to go because of the failed policies of Mr. Biden. And when you do things that fast, you make mistakes. And the Trump administration has made some.
Bill, when you talk to the president, you mentioned talking to President Trump. You know, Bill Maher was talking about how, oh, gosh, he almost seems like a different guy when you meet him in person versus this version that you see of him in the media. Do you find that? I mean, it's kind of a personal question, but do you find that to be the case?
No. No, he's the same guy. I've known him 35 years. You know, Maher has no frame of reference at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to make an excuse to his left-wing viewers on why he went in there. Trump is remarkably consistent. His personality traits, I wrote a book called The United States of Trump, and I just laid out his background and how he was raised, and he really has not changed much since a young man going into Manhattan and making a big success in real estate. He reacts to everything personally. He's impatient. He sees things in a bigger picture than most people do. He will never admit a mistake, ever. So I haven't seen any change in his public or private persona. He's a little funnier in private. You know, you get him relaxed and he's got a very good sense of humor.
That's a good thing, though, right? I mean, you don't want somebody who goes out there and puts on one face publicly and then behind closed doors like, oh, let me really tell you the story. That you want somebody who's consistent, right? Even if you disagree with him.
In my experience, and I've interviewed six presidents, most of them are like that.
Most of them are what? They shift or they're same?
They don't. So Bush the Younger is a shy guy. He doesn't like to, you know, engage people he doesn't know. But when you get to know him, he's got a really good sense of humor and he's down to earth. And I think he came across that way. He didn't come across as, you know, some imperial presence in a White House. Obama, I got to know pretty well. He wasn't that different, private and public. Hillary, yeah, that's a little bit she would be the one that I would point to. She's much friendlier in private. She's much more accessible because she doesn't trust many people. So she gets stiff when she goes out into public.
Wow.
But most of them, the presidents, Biden, I don't know very well. I had one conversation with him. But I don't think you can judge Biden at this point in his life because I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like very few people had any access to President Biden during his 4 years.
Nobody had, just Jill. Jill was the gatekeeper, and you had to go through her. And Biden spent most of his time just wandering around. He really didn't do much work in the White House.
Wow, man. That he, you know, the president, current President Trump, has been tweeting about and truthing about the auto pen stuff. And I'm just—I don't know that they'll ever get to the bottom of that, but that is a really interesting story if they can.
Yeah, well, it would have to be a White House insider like Ron Klain or somebody like that, a guy named Donnelly, who would be the policy people. But I can almost tell you with certainty that Joe Biden had no idea what he was signing most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, America should—we should have known that. The media kind of protected him for way too long on that.
Oh, it's horrible! Biggest media scandal in history, because you had to know. I knew from the first 2 weeks of his presidency, this guy wasn't operating like he should have. This is a big hard job, and this guy's wandering around and he can't focus and he can't explain anything. And come on. And these guys missed the story? Come on.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I think I need to save that one in the folder for the best of. Although that doesn't come really to the end of the year. Maybe we'll do one mid-year. I don't know. Anyway, this is Wiggins America, and I've reported on this a little bit throughout the week with Annie being out. I had a lot of material. It's what you do, of course, when you're hosting. You just make sure you got all the material you could ever need or think that you might need. And I teased this one a few times and mentioned it a little bit here and there. I did a little bit more investigative reporting on the Mark Cox Morning Show about it, but I never really got to what I wanted to say about it. So I'm going to do that here. This is a massive criminal investigation that is underway on the Democrats' biggest fundraising platform. It's called Act Blue. So, if you're not familiar with this story, let me explain. Act Blue is being investigated by the Department of Justice now. And it's not really a big breakthrough story, but it is a big story to me. I can't believe this isn't getting more attention. I guess because once you say this is what's happening, you know, what else are you going to say until something else happens? But I've been reporting on this for months because it is clear that there's something real shady going on here. You just don't know exactly what it is yet, and that's what the investigation will be about. But even if you're paying attention, you're not going to know much about this story because it's not getting a lot of attention. Let me explain. If you're reading this on the left, there are lots and lots of articles about this on the left. And that's what's weird, is that they're trying to get ahead of it. And you wonder, well, how many people, just like with the NGOs, why are they so worried about getting ahead of this story? Who's receiving money? Like Politico and all these organizations were receiving money from the U.S. government in ways that are, you know, sort of technically legal. Like, we're going to make a subscription class that costs not $5 a month, but $45,000 a month. And we're going to charge just the government for that. Oh, you're just making a subscription service. You're not being paid to write certain news. Cool. Well, this is how I actually was tipped off to the story. I follow a guy named Tom Bonnier on Twitter, X, because he's a pollster. He's actually one of the main pollsters for Target Smart. He might be the chief pollster for Target Smart. If you're not familiar with Target Smart, they are the backbone of the polling. At least they were for years. I don't know about 2024, but they might have still been. They might still be now for NBC. So when you see NBC polling, most of that, at least up until recently, and again, may still be, has come from Target Smart. He is the lead poller for basically what NBC uses then. He says, I challenge any Trump supporter to explain how this isn't Trump weaponizing the DOJ to go after his political opponents. Now, that is somebody who does not know the facts of this case because they read articles like this from Axios. It says, Trump wants Act Blue, Democrats' donation platform, investigated by the DOJ. And, of course, that means that the DOJ will be investigating Act Blue. But if you read the article from Axios, and I actually chose them because they're typically a little bit more centrist. They're lean left, but they appear centrist more often. And I had to dig through, I kid you not, on Google, I think it was 4 pages in before I got to an article that wasn't a left-leaning one about Act Blue. This article just says a bunch of stuff like, well, Act Blue is the main online donations platform for Democrats, and the fundraising group, in a media statement, called Trump's action blatantly unlawful as it vowed to immediately pursue all legal avenues to protect and defend itself. Usually then it would go to, and here's what Republicans are saying, here's what the DOJ is saying, here's why this is happening. They really don't do that at all. They mentioned that 3 Republican-led committees detected at least 22 significant fraud campaigns. That's it. That's it. You're not really any detail. And they had a foreign nexus. Okay. And then it immediately goes, but Act Blue is calling the committee's allegations unfounded. So it's really just a propaganda piece, you could say, for Act Blue, which makes you wonder who's getting money from Act Blue, right? So I dug and dug, and I finally found a New York Post article, of course, a right-leaning organization, that gave more information. Now, I already knew a lot of this stuff, but I wanted to be reading it from an official source, so here you go. The memo from President Trump, which I also have here, and we'll read it in a minute, authorized Attorney General Pam Bondi to investigate whether Act Blue allowed dummy accounts or foreign nationals to donate to Democrat causes, as well as any other suspicious online contributions. Despite repeated instances of fraudulent donations to Democrat campaigns and causes from domestic and foreign sources, Act Blue is not demonstrating a serious effort to deter fraud on its platform. A 478-page report from members of the House Oversight and Administration Committee's staff declared. Until last year, the liberal fundraising juggernaut did not mandate a card verification value, a CVV, the 3 digits that they always ask you for, for debit, credit, or prepaid gift card transactions. That means they were easy to fraud. In fact, the donations themselves, they could have been from credit cards that were stolen or debit cards that were stolen because you didn't have to have the CVV number. So that doesn't mean that Act Blue was stealing them. They could have been. But somebody else, they could have been getting them from a database that was stolen, and they were doing lots of little donations. That's what's weird. But But he, listen to this. State-level investigations were previously launched while Wisconsin GOP strategist Mark Block claimed in a bombshell racketeering lawsuit, which is still ongoing in Wisconsin, in October of last year, that his identity was stolen to make 385 fraudulent donations to liberal groups, including then-Vice President Kamala Harris's Super PAC. Did you catch that? This one guy is a GOP strategist. He was not making any donations to liberal Democrat politicians or groups, but according to the records, he made 385 donations to these liberal groups through Act Blue. He clearly did not do that. This is fraud, and it's very obvious fraud. And they weren't just targeting this random guy with the fraud. They were doing this all over the country to people, and most of them unaware that it was happening. This guy was just so plugged into politics that he saw, wait a minute, this is happening under my name. Now, I don't know that that means that they're actually pulling from his credit card, but they were definitely using his ID and his name to make these donations. Other people, influencers and stuff, have come out and discovered that their names were used, and possibly their credit cards too. I don't really know how that works, to make donations to lots and lots of big blue liberal causes all over the country. And so, not all of them filed lawsuits, but this guy did. He caught it right away. Act Blue has helped funnel $16 billion to lefty campaigns and causes since 2004 and was a critical part of Harris's ascent to the top of the 2024 Democratic ticket, amassing $46.7 million for her campaign to succeed former President Joe Biden. Quote, the Trump administration and GOP's targeting of Act Blue is part of their brazen attack on democracy in America. Today's escalation by the White House is blatantly unlawful and needs to be seen for what it is. Donald Trump's latest front in his campaign to stamp out all political, electoral, and ideological opposition, Act Blue said in a statement. That's the way you actually do journalism. Present all the facts, present each side's statements. This is a real article. None of the other articles were doing this. Quote, this administration continues to weaponize the instruments of federal power in an unprecedented assault on our democracy. Here's another goofy wrinkle. It's not even in this article that I've just noticed from studying this and reporting on it for now months, that all of the top attorneys, or at least the majority of the top attorneys for Act Blue, immediately resigned once Donald Trump won or right around the election because they knew, uh-oh, you know, usually that would be where the attorneys go, oh, sweet, litigation, I'm going to get paid like crazy. But they all left. Okay, so why? Here is that statement that I said I printed out from Donald Trump. And we'll kind of end on this because this is where it leads to another story that you go, ooh, what's that about? He says in his Truth Social post, hopefully, Act Blue, the Democrats' illegal scam used to raise money, including from not allowed foreign contributions, is being looked at by authorities. The Dems not only know how to win by cheating, something which they do better than any group or party in history, but now, with their terrible policies and candidates, and with people like crooked Adam Schiff, who demanded a full pardon from Sleepy Joe leading the way, it's almost impossible to reach their money goals. The USA is wise to these scoundrels and crooks. Also, why did the auto pen give Schiff a pardon? Biden knew nothing about it. Who auto penned or who operated the auto pen? That is the biggest question being asked in D.C. They almost destroyed our country. They should be in jail. Now, he hits a lot of different issues there. But the interesting part to me is that he specifically names Adam Schiff when he's talking about going after Act Blue. Adam Schiff then comes out and says, Donald Trump is back to attacking me today because, well, the economy has been in a tailspin under his economic mismanagement, and so is his poll numbers. How did Adam Schiff get wrapped up into that? I don't know, but the Act Blue thing to me is worthy of attention. And until something else happens, you know, I'll just keep watching and I'll let you know if something else happens. But there's so much fraud in that organization. I mean, 385 fraudulent donations from one guy. let alone all the other ones. And they don't have the CVV numbers. It's impossible to track where their donations were coming from. It looks like on purpose. So you wonder, well, if they're coming from all these foreign sources, first of all, that's illegal. But second, where was the money originating from? Was it originating from somewhere else and then being funneled internationally and then coming back to cover the trail? And then it always goes back to, well, what about the NGOs? Was this money actually coming from our government, being pushed into an NGO that then pushes it into another organization, another, and it circles back around and comes back to Act Blue and goes into politicians' pockets again? That's what I've been saying for a long time, that is what this stuff looks like. So I am very glad that they're picking this apart and going to look at it and really get to the bottom of this, because it could unravel a lot of other strings too. All right, stick around. We have one more segment in which I end up digging through the trash. That's a real story, and I will tell you about it next. Well, I mentioned on the show last week that it was going to be a crazy week, at least for us. I don't know if you got to listen to any of Annie in Washington, D.C. She was calling into the Mark Cox Morning Show and then the Mark Reardon Show a little bit. Mark Reardon's been out all week, though. He's on a tour in Greece, I think. And that's all part of the station. I'm like, how do I do that? I think there's an advertiser there involved. But Annie was, of course, not only checking in with the morning and afternoon shows, she was giving us a lot of her time from Washington, D.C. on the Annie Fry Show, noon to 3. She was really with us noon to 1 both days exclusively. And then we played some of her audio material or interviews and things. Even after she got back. But on Wednesday, it was kind of a weird day because she was scheduled to fly out in the morning from D.C. to St. Louis and arrive here at about 10:30. Well, you know how flights go. You just never know if it's going to be on time, if there's weather or something. Your luggage, if you're in the back of the plane and you're late, and you know, would she be here at noon? We thought so. And Ethan, our producer, was supposed to pick her up at 10:30 when she got in. But they tell me, you know, you should be ready to host just in case. Well, that's kind of tough because I do show prep one way when I'm co-hosting and a different way when I'm hosting. And so I had to kind of prep both ways for Wednesday. But that's the way it was. It was just a bizarre circumstance. Monday and Tuesday, playing it by the seat of our pants. And then Wednesday, the same thing. Okay, so fine. That's fine. I was trying to be ready for anything that would happen. The problem is I stopped on Wednesday at my church to drop something off, and I because of the way I was walking, like the door was locked and I was just in a place where I usually wasn't, I looked down, I saw my tire, my front right tire, had this giant bulb on it, like a something was, you know like when the monster's trying to break through the wall of the hotel and it's like coming out of the wall. That's the way my tire looked, like a fist was trying to break through the side of the tire, and it was huge. And I'm like, oh no, that thing is going to pop. So I called Brad and told him, dude, it is almost 10 o'clock and I have to go get this tire fixed right now. I don't think I could even drive in, because if it exploded, not only would I be on the side of the road, but it could have like knocked out the car. I mean, this thing was massive. And so I told him that. He said, oh, did you hit a pothole recently? I said, yes, I did, in downtown St. Louis. And he said, that's what causes that. He explained it. So I called my mechanic. And my mechanic is named Steve at VP in Collinsville. Super nice guy. He got me in as quickly as he could, but the problem is they don't really keep donuts or extra tires around there. They have to order them, you know, like most places. So I'm just sitting there going, oh, please, please, God, let Steve have an extra tire. And there's other people in there going, I need tires. Like everybody was having the same emergency at the same time. I'm going, oh, no, this is terrible. So Steve, I told him, you know, look, I got a host at noon. He didn't know that I did radio, and he was a listener, so that was cool. He's like, oh, my gosh, that's cool. So he's looking around trying to find. He found an extra spare tire in the back somewhere under 5 different layers of things, and said, okay, I can get this on, but I can't get you new tires today. And I said, as long as you can get me to work by noon. And he said, yeah, I can. So the other wrinkle in this, so he gets it done. And he got it done really fast. It was 10:30. I'm like, great, perfect. Still didn't know if Annie was going to be on time or not, but I knew I would be here. So I knew that Annie, because she was coming straight to work, also didn't have a ride home. And she had texted me before she left DC and said, can you get me home since I won't have a car there? And I said, yeah, I got to do this and that, but yes, I can. So not only is the show on the line here, but I have to get her home. So I have to be there to do that. So I stop right next door near a Dollar General and a Ruler Foods right there. And I just start cleaning out my car because I'm like, well, if Annie's going to be in here, I'm going to clean out all the kids' stuff and, you know, old coffee cups and whatever. And I start cleaning out my car and I'm throwing stuff away. And the guy in Dollar General is watching me. And I'm like, it's a little awkward. I don't want to look like I'm just taking advantage because he's probably the one that cleans out. You know, he's the one that does the trash. So I'm like, well, I'm going to walk in the store and at least act like I was here to buy something, not just throw things away. So I walk in the store and I walk around thinking, I'm going to find something in here just to pacify the buy. And I found some beef jerky or something. So I check out and I walk back to my car to get into the car to finally come to work. And I can't find my key. And you know how when you give your key to the mechanic, I don't know if you do this, I always take my key off the ring so I can keep the rest of my keys. But I didn't need to do that day. I don't know why. It was just force of habit. But he gave me back the key individually, and I hadn't put it back on the ring yet. So I'm thinking, oh, no. As I'm walking around this big Dollar General, at some point, I probably reached in my pocket and pulled my hand out and knocked that key out of my pocket, and it's laying somewhere in this Dollar General. At least I could see if somebody grabbed it and tried to drive off in my car, but I need to find the key. I got to get here, right? So everything went so well with the tire, I was being a little like, we're good. Now I don't have a key. So I asked the dude inside that was watching me. I told him, hey, I lost my key somewhere in this store. And he was gracious enough. There weren't that many people in there to walk around this whole store. We walked the whole thing. Could not find that key anywhere. And I thought, oh, man, what if I threw it away when I was throwing away all that trash, coffee cups and crap? And he goes, well, yeah, you could dig through the trash if you wanted to just take the top off. Let me tell you, this trash can has not been cleaned since the Bush administration. Now, they take the trash out, but the can itself, not super sanitary. So I lifted the lid off this thing, and I start digging through the trash outside of Dollar General, hoping nobody sees me. Thankfully, there was very little in there other than what I had thrown in, but I dig through it for 30 seconds. I can't find anything. Finally, I did. I found that friggin' key in the bottom of that nasty trash can, and I was able to come to work. So stupid. And then I get here, of all things, here we go, end of the show. I get here and Annie goes, oh, my flight got in early and I don't need a ride home now. My dad's gonna pick me up. Thank you very much. Everything turned out fine and none of it was necessary. I will see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.